Now, we are recording. Welcome to the Dutch Jones Radio Program for Friday, the... What is it? What did I just say it was? The 27th? 27th of August, 2010. I'm still playing. Let's see here. Yeah, I can hear myself in the headphones. That's good. Let me turn it up a little bit here. I've got a new microphone here. We had to go outside the box today. Sorry about the ding there if it went out. All of our computers, our internet, everything was just munched. We lost internet the last 2 days. I thought it was because of the heat. We went to an air-conditioned facility. It's not because of the heat, and we're just having all kinds of problems. But we are live right now, and so we won't be able to play any music. This is a good example of when I should bug you guys again. If we can get that $100 donation, we got 2 weeks left on it, and we've got zero donations for the soundboard. If we get that new soundboard, this won't be an issue. The computer will only have to transmit. Everything else will be mixed through the soundboard externally. What's happened is our computers are just going nuts. And we have reason to believe that it's an old enemy that's coming back to haunt us. There's been some activity. Our checking account got attacked again. Letters are going out again claiming I'm some kind of Nazi Klansman guy. One just came out telling people, what's going on, Stace? Are you not able to stay in the room?
Yeah.
Okay. A letter went out telling everybody that I was committing a felony by collecting disability from the government and working at the same time, which is funny because I'm not on disability and I don't have a job. But when I was on disability through the VA, which is nobody's business but my own, I was allowed to make an additional $1,200 a month on top of whatever we got. So it's kind of funny. Yes, Mr. Bunny Lambkins, the show is on. This is live, just so people know that we are live right now. We're going to wait for kind of a collection of people. But if you go to the bottom, if you're listening on UBroadcast, and you go to the bottom of the page, you'll see a little explanation down there about who's doing it. I'm going to take my headphones off real quick. My glasses are fogging over. I got to take off my glasses. I can't see my screen. But there's a link down there to go to First Amendment Radio's chat room. Just go to their chat room and let them know what you think about people being scumbags. There's just been an increase in the attacks on us. But you know what? We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're not going to stop. We're not going to bail out. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. I think we've got everybody up and running. We are recording. Here, let me do something here nice for you guys. I don't know if this will work or not. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay. Yeah, there we are. Oh, now I'm getting a delay here. So let me, I got to disable this. Okay, that gets rid of the audio delay, but I assume I'm still publishing the image. The video's still going out. Do you see a video over there, Stace? In the room? Lou, I gotta know. But we're coming to you live from Central California. We're no longer in the stronghold because things just weren't working there. Today is probably the last day of outrageous heat, too. It's supposed to cool down tomorrow. And we just we decided to move, change locations, and we got here, and then the internet went out yesterday. So those of you that tried to listen yesterday, I apologize. You didn't get the daily dose of Dutch Jones. Hey, thanks, Lou. I'm going to come over there and beat you. Go over and talk to him. We tried to get it set up. Lou did his best. He couldn't get it on. He couldn't get anything to work. We kept getting kicked off. So at about 5 minutes till, I just said, you know what, I've had enough. There's not going to be a show today. We may lose little battles like that, but we're going to keep fighting the war. We're going to keep putting stuff up. We're going to keep promoting the holy cause of liberty. We are not going to stop fighting this just because a few idiots want to do me and my family harm. I can't believe somebody would go out of their way to try and hurt a family. You may disagree with me on my politics, on my Christian views, but when you start trying to get me in trouble, which hurts my family for something I didn't even really do, you've created yourself in a special status of enemy. That's immediate. And some of these people that are doing this kind of stuff, that are trying to drag me down and do these things, I'm telling you right now, if you're listening, stay away from me. I am not some preachy little guy that's all about love and hugs and forgiveness. You keep hurting me, or trying to hurt me, because you're not really hurting me, because I'm just laughing at you. But if I get my hands on you, there's going to be a throttling. You know, I'm not going to beat you up or anything, but I'm going to bruise you verbally. And I'm gonna make you either wet yourself or cry, or both. And you people need to stay away from me. You need to stop interfering with my personal life. You need to stop interfering with this show. If you don't like the show, come on and have guts to get in the chat room and debate the regular listeners. But no, you got to send letters to people behind my back. You got to say things behind my back. It's just pathetic. These people have no honor. They have no courage. They're not Christians, and they're pathetic. They're just incredibly, incredibly pathetic. And that's all I'm going to say about it. If you want to know more about it, go down into UBroadcast. Look at the comments below where you're listening. If you're listening at the UBroadcast website. Otherwise, just move on, get on with yourself, and move on. We don't really need to spend too much time on these idiots, other than just to mention that they exist. Boy, I'm watching Man vs. Food, and there's some hot buffalo wings on there right now. Yeah, that's a great show. Just so you know, we've got stuff up on YouTube still. You can go to YouTube and look at the stuff. I stopped all the comments because it was taking up too much of my time answering really stupid questions from really stupid people. I just want people to see the videos and get the message. It's not about debate. I'm not here to debate anybody. It's about rounding up the sheepdogs, right? You guys get that? So I'm not here to debate anybody. We've got stuff on Facebook still, and the players up on Facebook. I was able to gain access again to my MySpace page. There's a player up there. People are listening. And I know that when you look at the numbers reflected in how many people are listening each day, there is no way that's accurate. I was in and out of the room all day today, and there were between 15 to 20 independent people listening throughout the day, and then the number didn't go up one bit. So it's, I don't know if you have to be a registered member of UBroadcast to get your head counted or not. So, but if you look, if you go to UBroadcast, and I'm not on there right now, but you go to channels, if you look at channels and list by most viewed, we're on the front page now. We're like third from the bottom. We're like 22nd. What's going on, Stace? You look befuddled. I wouldn't even play with it. I would just go in the chat room and sit there and just monitor what's going on in the chat room and give me a heads up if anything goes on. In fact, I'm going to go back to the chat room right now. We weren't on Liberty Tree Radio. I don't know what they played. If they played one of their own choices or whatever, that's fine. The archives have been getting hit. I got your email, Olima. I can't remember if I responded to you or not. I've been swamped, but thank you. That'd be great. I can't wait to see how many of the downloads are, you know, different shows are being downloaded. We still got some shows stored up here on UBroadcast that people are listening to, but it's like 10, 15, 20. Nothing compared to what Olima's archive is doing. So that is a great, great resource. We want to make sure everybody appreciates her for doing that. Watchmen Radio. I don't know. Is it Red Pill? You're the one that everybody changes their names. Red Pill was telling me about Watchmen Radio. I've reached out to them. I've told them that they can use the show if they want to. I've gotten no feedback from them, so that's okay. So we don't know if we're being picked up on Watchmen Radio. Is Scotty in the room? I don't know if we're going out over channel. I forgot what it was now. Channel 2 on CB. I've been getting some reports. People are rebroadcasting us on 2 Meter in some communities. I don't want to say where because I don't want to give any heads up. I received just prior to going on the air. Okay. I don't know Mr. Bunny Lambkins. Somebody said yes. I've received comment from people in Germany. They're hearing it somehow on shortwave. I received a contact today from a young guy, and he was IMing me. I can't remember his name. Probably shouldn't give it out anyway. I don't want to get him in trouble. But somebody is rebroadcasting the Dutch Jones shows on shortwave. I asked him. I sent him an email. Said, give me the frequencies and the times, if you would. Maybe it's intermittent. Maybe it's just whenever. But that is fantastic. We need more soldiers. The battle isn't just in the United States. This is where I'm focusing. But if we can get folks over there being able to expand their understanding of liberty and the gospel, that's great. That's great. I love doing it. So my pastor paid a compliment through another brother at church and kind of, you know, outlining that I'm kind of like the teacher at church. I teach, you know, of course, the disaster stuff. I teach, and then this show is teaching. This isn't I'm not a preacher. That's not my calling to be a pastor. I don't think I could handle it, quite frankly. All of the ridiculous personality conflicts and the counseling, I'd be slapping people. I'd be the slap happy pastor. You know, people would come in and go, Pastor, I'm really depressed because of the... I'm like, I'd give them, I'd go, okay, let's go to the Bible, let's see what we can do. And then if they came back again, well, I didn't really want to do what the Bible said, so I tried to do this and I made it worse, then I'd start slapping. Just let it go. Whack, whack, whack. You know, because I'm tired of it. Somebody suggested Wednesday night that we reinstill stocks. and still put stock, not re, we didn't have them there, but, you know, like the old Baptist churches, the colonial communities. I mean, that's civil jurisdiction, but it would be funny to throw some stocks out in front of the church. And the next time somebody starts going, nee, 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 we just point to the stocks. You really want to go there? You really want to go there? You really want to start whining about people carrying guns in church again? How about we put you in the stocks? Maybe we'll make Nerf stocks, something a little easier to, to soften the blow, but to get the point across. We got good news. Starting Monday, they're going to tear the roof off our church. Yeah, that is good news. How's it sounding, guys? Am I overdriven? I'm hearing it in my headphones pretty loud. I had to get a brand new microphone because everything just stopped working. I've got the, well, you guys can see it. I can't see you guys because if I click on, let's see, do I do local? If I hit local, it starts. Okay, there we go. But you can see the, yeah, okay, good. Thanks, Red Pill. But here's my new microphone. It's a USB microphone, and which is good because half of our laptops, we've got one, two, three, we got four laptops that we use, rotating them, and all their sound cards are bad, so this will help a little bit. Like I said, I can't do all that. Put ammo in the plate. Somebody's saying, yeah, pass around ammo. Speaking of that, I don't know if I got into this. Probably not, because we didn't get to do the show Wednesday. They've done an addendum. Those of you that don't know, we've got starting this coming February here in California, we're going to have some of the most draconian, I need to tilt that down, most draconian ammunition laws in the country. You have to give a thumbprint. They're going to ration them to 50 rounds per person per month. And there's a new addendum. Let me see if I can get my glasses on now. Hang on, guys. Let's see if they're not fogging up anymore. Hello? What they want to do is 223 and 762 by 39 now in California. They get this bill going through, and it'll probably pass. Saying that you have to do a background check to get 223 or 762 by 39, and they want to have to do instant background checks. If you come in and order ammo, they want to give the police your information, you know, probably thumbprint, some kind of ID, which will kill me because I don't have ID. I don't carry any ID. I do have a VA card, but that's about it. Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, this is weird. Why is the – it's saying that the volume went way down. You guys still hear me? I had the volume almost all the way down, and – hello. I don't know if that's working good. I need food stains on T-shirt. This is a white T-shirt covered in food stains, guys. Do I have it on backwards? There's no pocket. I have it on backwards. Look, I got it on backwards. Here's the tag. About 5 minutes before the show, I had to throw a T-shirt on. I didn't want to scare anybody away. But yeah, there's a pocket on the back. Probably on this side. Is it on that side? Anyway, there's a pocket right there. But yeah, I got my shirt on backwards. I used to always wear my T-shirts backwards. Oh, it's your T-shirt. You wear my clothes all the time. We don't know who's or what's now. It's just everything's in containers stored everywhere. But this new law that's going through in California is going to make it almost impossible to get ammo here. So if you're in California, start buying up now. Vote with your pocketbooks. Head across the borders to gun shows and buy in bulk. Okay, but I brought it back up. I don't know. It did it on its own. It went all the way to zero on the slider here. My volume went down, so thanks, guys. I don't know if it's got a – because I'm talking too loud or something, and it resets itself. But, yeah, you Californians, you're in for another rough ride. And they're going to keep throwing stuff at us. They're going to keep taking stuff away. You guys heard that Obama is not going to allow those 100,000 M1s into the country. I think we talked about that a little bit. We talked about that Wednesday at church. I think I'm going to bring it up a little bit more again. I like seeing it a little higher there, more in the yellow. Okay, now that's in the red. Now we turn it down a little bit. Make sure it sounds good. But they're just going to keep controlling more and more stuff. They're going to keep taking more and more things away. Let me move the microphone away. Maybe that'll help. And just keep your eyes open on the horizon. I can't think, maybe you guys in Massachusetts or, in different communities it's a little worse, but it's terrible here. But fortunately, we've got ours. We got what we need. We've got the bare minimums, a little extra in some areas. But folks, just, if it happens in California, it's going to expand to your state. The reason somebody's saying why people I know move out to liberal land of California, we can still seize it back. we can still take this back. I mean, either way, we're going to get a wimpy liberal female for governor coming up. Nobody's going to vote for Nightingale, the Constitution Party. She can't even get airtime on any of the radio stations or anything. But because they don't want a third-party person. But we want, we do know that we can still fight the battle here. I mean, it's the front lines here in California. And if we can save Northern California, I don't know, is Warland in here? Some of the guys from Northern California, you know, they need to, they know that there are chunks that we can fight for. And I want to be a thorn in the side of this liberal disgustingness that's here, too. Just the more crime, the more violence that goes on here, the more we have to fight it. And I'm not talking about the gangsters. I'm talking about the cops. We had a cop here the other day. There was a trial in Fresno. And it's on the Facebook page. I posted all this stuff up there. If you guys want to go to Facebook and just type in Dutch Jones, you can find all this. These two policemen, undercover, didn't identify themselves, saw a guy walking down the street that they thought was on a most wanted list. So what they did was is they approached him without identifying themselves and pulled guns. Well, he pulled a knife and supposedly pulled a knife. The knife was never found. No security cameras at the mall that he was at ever showed it. So he gets into a fight with these guys, and as he jumps in his car to leave, he runs over the foot of a police officer, and they charge him with attempted murder on a police officer. Guy got 8 years, and they never produced a knife. It was all just made up. Plus, they shot him a couple times, and they were just trying to justify why they shot him. Now, the guy was a gang member, validated gang member, all this stuff, but it's just more and more militant police activity. And they're going to get worse. And I keep telling you guys, I know we talk about how much we hate the gang members, you know, how much we hate the terrorists, but when they can violate their rights on the street like that, we're next. So keep an eye out for that stuff, and I want you guys to send me those articles. I mean, this is stuff going on here. Madeira. What was the other thing that happened in Madeira? Oh, a mosque in Madeira got spray painted, and, you know, they went in. Yeah, it was like the ABM, the, you know, American Brotherhood or something like that. It's going on all over the place. There, you know, there's false flag stuff going on. There's these violations of our rights and traffic control points. They're talking about lowering the alcohol content to be able to get you a DUI. That's all tax-oriented. That's all just completely oriented to seizing your property and making you get into the system and pay thousands and thousands of dollars to keep what you think is a privilege when it's a right to free association. Somebody's saying X-ray trucks, yeah. They're going to be all over the country. They're going to be searching vehicles. They're going to be doing everything they can. Every time I watch these, I watch, we're here where there's a TV, and you know how they always have the junk TV on, World's Wildest Police Chases, all that. Over half of them are violations of people's rights. You know, people just coming up, and you can see the cops manipulating people. You can see the cops trying to twist and get people to hang themselves, you know, violate their Fifth Amendment rights. And now, you know, I told you last month that the Supreme Court has already said that the Miranda rights don't even have to be given, really. Everybody knows them, you know, and they don't have to keep giving them to you when they have contact with you. So you don't want to get involved in the court system at all. Do everything you can to stay out of it. Prepare yourself for battle, folks. And that's kind of the theme of today's show. Today's, as Lou likes to say, it's Friday pants optional. I'm wearing shorts right now. Actual shorts. I mean, I don't know if you can see them, but I got shorts. Oh, you can't see them. My gut's too big, and I don't want to tilt the camera back. But we've got to be preparing ourselves now. Recruitment, yes. Getting closer to God, yes. But now it's preparing for the battle. Because it's going to come hot, it's going to come heavy. They're going to do everything they can to try and do what they can to ensnare you. Mr. Bunny Lampkins, which is a great name. Am I free or am I being detained? I choose my right to remain silent. I would like to see a lawyer. But yeah, those are, you know, things you got to get used to saying, that kind of stuff. Don't be complicit in your incarceration and your enslavement. You know, I mean, if you get pulled over going 72 miles an hour in a 55, just shut up and take the ticket. We can sit here and argue the stupidity of speed laws, but if you get caught doing it, just shut up. Don't make it worse. I always love it when they say, is there any weapon or anything in the car that I need to be concerned about? I always go, why would you say something like that? Why would you ask me that question? You are in no danger, officer. You know, they hate that. I did that a lot when I was a Minuteman going down, because they always stop you at those security checkpoints where there's, you know, you're a Minuteman on the border stopping people, and they're like 55, 60, 80 miles into the interior, and they're just randomly searching cars. And they'll say, are there any weapons in the car or anything we need to be concerned about? I said, no, you don't have to be concerned about anything. I always like to say, get a warrant, and then they bring out the dogs, and then they say, well, we have probable cause because we've trained our dogs to act like there's drugs in your car. I've seen it over and over again. I've seen it over and over again. I saw this great, you know, America's Worst Videos or whatever, and it showed this female cop. She was a lieutenant, drunk, driving bad, and she was just foul mouth saying, "I've been a cop for 8 years, you this and that, you can't pull me over, I know my rights." The cops are the enemy, folks. I got some email from a guy the other day because I posted stuff on a Fresno Bee newspaper article. He's like, "Not all cops are bad." And I'm like, "Are you a cop?" "Well, yeah." Do you play along or do you point out the bad cops?" "Well, you know, I said, the minute you let bad cops exist makes you a bad cop. You know, everybody should be a Serpico. You know, everybody should be willing to, hey, dude, you can't do that. You can't violate the rights of the individuals in the city that you serve in." We've got all kinds of stuff going on. Now, here in California, after what happened in Bell, when all these city council members and chiefs of police and everybody were giving themselves outrageous pay raises, when city council members worked 2 days a week, 4 hours a day, were getting $80,000 to $90,000 a year, some of them, now they're doing it in the other cities. People are showing up saying, "We want to know how much the mayor makes. We want to know how much the police chief makes. Why is the police chief making more than the head of Homeland Security in a town of 40,000 people?" People are waking up, but again, it goes back to the single issue people, you know, the tax people, what do they call them, the tea backers, the tea party people. Once the issue of finances is solved, they'll go back into their cubby holes and stop wagging their finger. Somebody said I look like that. They look, Mr. Bunny Lampkins looks like Serpico. I don't know if that's a good thing. Serpico, he was a New York City police officer that turned on the drug cops that were doing criminal stuff. True story. It was a great movie. Yeah, he looked kind of like, he looked like a typical... So you look like a guy from the 70s who sells drugs in New York? Hey, Warlin, welcome to the show. Glad you could be here, folks. Glad you could be here. We're not going to do any breaks. We're not going to play any music because I don't have the ability to because our sound cards are crashed. I'm just going to remind you guys of that. I have one microphone and one headphone that works. Nothing else works. Lou's computer doesn't work. We couldn't do any of that. What's that? Okay, yeah, keep posting stuff in there to direct people to our websites. We really need to get our donations up for this month, for September, middle of September. We need a new soundboard. This is it, folks. If we don't get that soundboard, it's just going to be me jibber-jabbering. And you may say, "Hey, that's fine, we don't want to do that." Okay, fine. But if we want other networks to pick us up, hello, Minuteman, welcome to the show. If we want other networks other than just Liberty Tree Radio to pick us up, we need to sound professional. We need to be able to take phone calls. We need to be able to spread this word in a solid, professional manner. I know some people say, "Well, the message is more important." Well, let's put it in a good package, at least basically. So we need that soundboard, folks. Yeah, you do get to see. Now, if we were up at the refuge, you wouldn't be able to see me because we don't have enough internet bandwidth up there. Now, another thing someone told me about that we should look into is a Wi-Fi extender, because our neighbor has DSL and he has Wi-Fi, and maybe we can work out a deal with him where we use his Wi-Fi and we can get some more bandwidth out of it. He seems like a nice enough guy. If I said, "Hey, we'll pay half your internet bill if you let us use your internet, 2 hours a day to do the show," that would allow us to do more. Somebody's putting up photo bucket stuff. Me. Oh, somebody just put up a picture. He put up a picture of himself. Well, this is kind of weird. I just realized that I'm not like online. I mean, I'm online. I'm in the thing, but let's see here. It's hard. When I missed you guys for 2 days, it's like a chunk of me was missing. I've had insomnia for the last 3 days, so it's like I've been awake. I've gotten about 2 hours of sleep. I slept for about an hour today. And so my head's not really in it, so I'm having to go back and look at some of the different things that are out here that I wanted to talk about, but I forgot. I can't remember if I talked to you about them or not. The temperature did get up to 111 here yesterday. I'm getting IMs on Facebook. I'm not paying attention to, so I got to do that. Right now, I don't know what it is out there, about 100, 104, 105. Lou, give us a weather report, in there. Our weatherman, Lou the weatherman. Everybody's saying we're going to have earthquakes now because temperatures on Monday is supposed to be 80 degrees, so we're going to drop like 30 degrees in temperature. Okay. Oh, one thing, you guys, did you see the attack on the Muslim cab driver in New York? This young man in his 20s gets in a cab. He's a member of an interfaith outreach group for the state of New York. He went over to Afghanistan. He's like this Christian guy who likes Muslims, and he looked at the guy and he said something along the lines of, "What's your faith?" And the little cab driver says, "I'm a Muslim." Well, then he took out his Leatherman and started stabbing him in the face and neck. He just completely snapped. That bears all the marks of a false flag, MK Ultra kind of attack. This guy was built up. He triggered too soon. Something happened. You know, some piece of media got in front of him. You know, the Queen of Hearts got flashed, and he went nuts. It happened the same day that the mosque in Madera got attacked out here in California. And that's national news, folks. They want more mosques to be attacked. They want more Muslims to be attacked so they can come after us and keep us from voicing valid concerns about why we shouldn't even have mosques in the U.S. And, oh, and the other thing, I'm still supporting 100% throwing pork on the ground that they're going to build any mosque on in America. You want to get rid of a mosque in your neighborhood? Don't go burn it down. Don't go stab some poor cabbie in the face in your neighborhood. Don't do any of that stupid... What is this? Oh, that's my... Okay. What I want you to do is go just throw some pig guts in the parking lot every weekend. Yeah, I know that's hate speech, and I'm probably going to go to prison for it. But, I mean, it's a good nonviolent way of taking care of business, isn't it? You've got politicians flip-flopping. Who was it? It wasn't Newt Gingrich. It was Patrick Buchanan who said that if you're against the mosque, you're a bigot. Stace? Was it you who told me that Patrick Buchanan said that if you're against the mosque on Ground Zero, you're a bigot?
Yeah.
See, it's the chaos of the battle. You don't know who's going to say what. And if you have the official word of the Dutch Jones radio program, and I think I speak for Stacy and Lou, is there shouldn't be any mosques in America, period. There should be no mosques in America. No mosques, no mosques, no mosques.
Well, they claim free,
no mosques, mosques. Yeah, well, it's the freedom of religion, and we could talk about this. I may have the pastor on. It was about Christian religion. It wasn't about all the other ridiculous stuff. And I know there are people saying here, oh, we have to reach out, and, you know, you can't do that. No, not to Muslims. I'm sorry. They're coming here to proselytize and to pervert and convert. Pervert and convert. Do you know that it's like I was in a debate with somebody online, and I said, since 9/11, the number of Muslims in the United States is quadrupled. And a lot of those are prison conversions, but a lot of them are immigrants that are coming in, and we're allowing it. The number of mosques has increased.
Well, you know, they're wanting to take over the whole world.
Well, yeah, that's part of their doctrine, is, you know, by the sword.
That and the Mexicans.
No, that's a different issue. But, yeah, different issue, same outcome. You know, Christianity is wiped off the map. And no, the good, hard-working Catholic Mexicans are not good Christian workers, okay? It's a different deal. But getting back to the Muslim thing, I don't want to get swayed. Don't do that. Last week it was gangs. You kept wanting to bring up gangs, everything I said. Now it's the illegal immigrants. The doctrine of the ecumenical, I can't pronounce that word. I know what it is. Movement that promotes cooperation and better understanding among different religious denominations aimed at, yeah. Well, up here what we see is the coexist movement. They took different religious symbols, the pagan symbols, and they put the T in there for, you know, coexist. It's the cross is the T. They're everywhere up here, and that's what they do. They don't need to burn Bibles anymore when they can tell you that, hey, everything's just as good as everything else. One religion is just as good as the other, folks. We don't, you know, we can have Buddhists, we can have Unitarian, and I don't like Unitarians, folks. I got a real problem with Unitarians, Universalists. I'm even kind of down on some, you know, the Mennonites right now for a lot of different reasons. They're really, those of you that don't know it, the Mennonites are real big on helping illegal immigrants sneak into this country. A lot of them are from Canada. They go down on the border, south of the border, they open up these way stations, they feed them, they provide them with materials, and I've actually seen them heaving them over the fence, Mennonites. Not a big fan of the Mennonites. Now, Amish, I don't know, you know, I don't really, Quakers, all that kind of stuff, I don't get into it too much. Somebody's saying online, many teens are Wiccan and Christians. If you go on YouTube and you Google Three Rivers or Kahuilla, most of the stuff that comes up is all Wiccans. Lesbians, fags, and Wiccans, and pagans of some kind or another. Now, not all pagans are bad. I think a lot of people, and I'm going to put this out there, I think they're just like some atheists and some agnostics. That's just something that they got into. But it kind of freaks me out when a community's identity is based around, you know, the drum circle, the coven of witches. And, you know, granted, when you Google Three Rivers or Kahuilla, you get the Church at Kahuilla, you get our conference, you get that kind of stuff too. But it is a contradiction. You can't be a Wiccan and a Christian. You can't worship, because here's the thing, and for those of you, let me make it simple for you. A Wiccan worships the creation, not the creator. They worship the trees, they worship the wind, they worship all these things. they don't worship the Creator. And it says clearly, you don't worship the creations. You worship the Creator, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, three in one, whatever, however you want to do it. You know, we can get into the whole Trinitarian thing and I'll get a headache. But you can't serve two masters, like Red Pill says in there. And we can't serve Obama and we can't serve Jesus Christ. We can't do both. It's a great application there, guys. I like what you're doing in the chat room. It's good. You can't be a pagan Christian. You know, yeah, I get really confused by it. Now, there may be somebody who's transitioning from the pagan faith to Christianity. Just like I say, you can't be, let me give you another example, and this is going to make people mad. You can't go to a corporate church and claim to be getting and practicing the full gospel of Jesus Christ. It's truncated. If you are serving two lords by going to a corporate church, it's either, you know, and it's not like when Bush said, you're either for me or against me. When Jesus said it, nobody gets to the Father except through me. The gate is narrow. That's it. Period. End of story. Sola Scriptura. Yeah, Sola Scriptura. That's the difference, and I think that's why I rub people the wrong way a lot of the time. Because it's kind of weird. It's like I understand and I want to be inviting to people of different lifestyles and things that are seeking the Lord sincerely. I will tolerate a lot of weirdness. If a sodomite shows up at church, I'm not going to go, you know, hey, you need to leave. But if a guy who's been coming to church for 5 or 6 years has never accepted the Lord and comes to church drunk every Sunday, he's going to get the boot. And that happened this last Sunday. I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to cause any more problems. But eventually, you just have to cut bait. And remember what we said? I think it was Jaws of Life. Said, how do you know when to give up? When it's not bearing any more fruit. When you see that they're just exploiting you. They're coming over because they know you're going to give them food. You're going to give them a couple dollars for gas because you're a Christian. We can't allow ourselves to fall into that loop, because that's what the 501c3 churches do. They brag about all the great outreach. Oh, yeah, we let drug dealers and stuff come into our church. We let gangbangers come into our church. Yeah, but are they getting any of the word? Are they converting? Like at our church, we had the head of the California Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, a man who was a Grand Dragon, is that what they call him? I can never remember. Lou usually knows. Hardcore white supremacist. This is 2 years ago. Come to the church because of the radio show, and I'm not saying that's why he came. The Lord led him here. I should have said that. And now he sat in my living room, our living room, the other day, saying he says he doesn't even understand how he could hate people just because of the color of their skin. And now he's paid a heavy price for it. People want him dead. Because when you take an oath to the Ku Klux Klan, they take it serious. And when you denounce what they're doing, you know, so you can save people. Anybody, you know, not you. You know, I'm sorry, you know what I meant. The Lord can use you to save anyone. The Lord can use your church or a park, a radio show, anything to save anyone. But there's sometimes you have to say, no, you can't come in our church. We're not going to let a bunch of stinking hippies come in every Wednesday to Bible study and ask stupid questions just to disrupt. You know, the Lord will reveal to you what they're doing in their heart, you know, by their actions, and you just have to say no. No, you're not coming in. And we, like I said, I won't go into it, but one guy stood up and escorted a drunk guy out, and I got to do backup, but there comes a time when you have to start shutting your doors. You have to start saying, I'm not reaching out. I'm not, you know, this is a waste of time. And then other people say, oh, you know, well, you're not showing Christian love. Well, how is it loving to allow somebody to exist in the vat of crap that they're living in, and you're not challenging them at all? But even for them, how is it loving to let a sodomite continue to be a sodomite and not challenge them on it? They're going to go to hell. If they are an unrepentant sinner and they love the sin more, we've had bank robbers come to our church, guys seeking. We've had Nazis come to our church. And they end up leaving because the pastor says, look, if you're an unrepentant sinner, I don't care if you're a bank robber or, you're a child pornographer. Sin is sin, and if you continue to do it, you can't, you know, you may have battles with it. If you're an alcoholic, you may stay clean and sober for several months and lapse, and you embrace them and you love them. But people that just come and say, yeah, I want to be the kind of Christian that I understand it to be. I want to decide what scripture to adopt and what to apply to my life. You can't do it. And it's, yeah, Paul does warn about it. You know, read Romans. read all of Romans, the first 12 chapters, the first 8 chapters of Romans. We we are all sinners. We all come from impure places. I am a sinner. I am a sinner, but I'm a repentant sinner. I've probably sinned since in the last 34 minutes since I've been on here. I've probably messed some things up, right? You know, but the Lord knows that I'm repentant for it. Lord, if I've ever misspoke, if I've ever misled somebody by being cocky or ignorant or stupid of your word, please forgive me and help me to make it right. I live that way. If I say something wrong, I want to be corrected. I love it when you guys catch me in something and send me something. I don't know why he doesn't call anymore, but we used to have regular callers like Ed or even a couple people that would call and say, hey, you got that wrong. Chuck Ward, who listens in OK, Oklahoma, he can't listen during this time frame. He's doing something else, but he's one of the pod people. Pod people are the biggest ones that catch me on stuff. Yeah, so... But we have to apply this to this holy cause of liberty. We have to keep fighting to make sure we're righteous first in the Lord, and then second, we work for the liberty of the United States. And people, the bulk of the email I'm getting right now is everyone saying, you need to teach us how to form a militia. Please teach us how to form a militia. I'm doing that. Because I've told you before, who's staring in the window right there? That was just creepy. She just kind of came up and looked in the window like she didn't know we were in here. If you don't have a reformation in your heart, if you don't have a revolution in your heart, all these big words, if your heart doesn't turn to Jesus first, you're not going to have a righteous militia. But I still will talk about the basics. I still will talk about how to get things done, how to find out what your training should be, how to assess things, and I'll try to hit on those things. But I always like to spend as much time as I can reminding you of why we do what we do. We don't do this just because it's fun to be free. We don't do this because it's a good neighbor policy to be free. We do this because the Lord instructs us to. The Creator who made us wants us to be free. And there is no greater freedom than that is granted by the Lord. Jesus Christ is the author of all liberty. There's a reason the Founding Fathers, you know, quoted Deuteronomy and great works of Christian theologians. And prayed every time they would meet to discuss how to do the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. And if we keep that going, folks, if we do that, there's nothing we can't accomplish. You know, it's funny, I draw a lot from popular culture, and people go, how can you do that? Well, the Lord will use even our worst enemy as an example to train us and make us stronger and to bring about righteousness. I hope you get that lesson. That is a lesson you have to get from my ramblings. The Lord can use Idi Amin to strengthen his kingdom. The Lord used Adolf Hitler to strengthen his kingdom. Not in a good way. Adolf Hitler was a buffoon, and he did more to hurt, you know, the cause of European independence, European, you know, white Europe. Let's go the white route. He did more to hurt the white race than any non-white ever did. But yet there are things that he did through Hitler. The miracles of the stories. What's her name? The Hiding Place. Not Anne Frank, the other one. Ten Boom, and those stories that I get strength from. When I feel like giving up right now, I look at what people did during, you know, the occupation of Europe. I'm not even going to get in the Holocaust because I don't believe in the numbers. But yeah, that's right. I'm not a Holocaust denier. I'm a Holocaust. No way. It's no way it was that many people. But the people that suffered, the non-Jews that they don't like to talk about, the Dutch people, the people that suffered and died because they were trying to rescue Jews. I keep scratching my nose, and I just realized I have the camera on. I'm going to do that. God, my nose won't stop itching! As I blaspheme there, please forgive me for using your name in vain. Your title. We have to get stronger through all this. All the stuff that's happening in my life right now, the computer attacks, just don't eat it, the computer attacks, the financial attacks on us, the lack of funding coming in, this is all being used to make us stronger, to get us ready for what's happening. And I know it's happening to you guys. I know you guys are hurting financially just like we are. I know you guys are feeling the prejudice, the attacks. Unless you're completely, completely, totally undercover. Yeah, Mr. Bunny Lampkin says over 1 million Christians died in World War II. Way more. Yeah, I think it's way more than that. At least 1 million died. How many millions of Christians have died under communism? Anybody sitting around whining about that? No. You know, how many people are demanding reparations for all the Christians that were killed under Mao or under Stalin? We're wanting special, yeah, yeah. You're not even counting the soldiers, Bunny Lampkin says. I got to remind you guys of something here. The high school in Fort Collins, Colorado, Fort Collins High School, the name of the football team is the Lambkins, L-A-M-B-K-I-N-S, Lambkins, because Colorado State University is the Rams. And every time I see Mr. Bunny Lampkins, I want to remind you that it's the only football or sports collective team in America that's named Lambkins, and their symbol is little baby sheep. Well, that high school was originally known in the 80s as Bi High. They had a lot of faggots and bisexuals there and cross-dressers and all that, all different levels of it. Well, I used to go to dances there with girls that would invite me, and I remember one day, when you're 16 years old, you forget that football players can be sodomites too. Well, this dude named Todd Gatos, his name was Gatos, I think it was G-A-T-O-S or G-A-D-O-S, actually asked me to dance, so I cleaned his clock. Well, I forgot that the football team was made up of faggots, and they beat me up. So, you know, that's just something there. I've been wanting to do it ever since Lampkins started coming in, you know, Mr. Bunny Lampkins has been coming in the room. So, you know, that's the little thing there. The Fort Collins High School football team is called the Lampkins. They have little baby sheep. It's funny, the other teams in town, like Pooter High School, which is, you know, across town, they would go get baby sheep and slaughter them and put them on the lawn when they'd have crosstown rivalries. So it'd be kind of funny. But yeah, we're being prepared. We're being strengthened. Don't lose heart. Whatever information that I have the honor of bringing to you that you can glean from me, it's considered a blessing and share it. Test everything that I share with you. Oh, did I go off the air? Okay, I'm still on. My screen went black. Once it goes black, you never go back. I heard that's about neighborhoods is what I was saying. Once the neighborhood goes black, it never comes back. I don't know. That was some racist thing I saw in a newspaper article today or yesterday. You know, comments. But be preparing your hearts and your minds first, folks. Be preparing your hearts and minds. You fathers out there, you single moms that are the head of your families, start there. You want to start a militia? Thank you, Olima. You want to start a militia? Start your hearts and minds. You folks need to start Bible studies. You can't just go to church on Sunday. You can't listen to the show and go, hey, I'm getting the gospel. Because you're not getting the gospel here. You're getting chunks of it. But if we added it up, I bet it's less than a couple minutes on average per show that I even bring up Bible scripture. It's a lot in the chat room. Woo! It's like 3D. A lot in the chat room is in there. But you've got to start Bible studies, folks. And that's what you got to base your militias on. Hopefully Lou, I don't know if he's in there, if he converted that footage. We got to get going on that recruiting video. That'll be the first big push that we do. We'll have that video up and how to recruit a Christian militia, and we're going to talk about that. Some of the things to teach them war. Start out your Bible study with to teach them war. If you haven't got a copy of it, you know, let us know. Let Stacy know. Make a donation. We'll get you a copy of to teach them war. Minuteman, we didn't mail your stuff yet. You already told them we messed. Everybody thought somebody did it. And when we left the house, I'm like, hey, where's his stuff? And they're like, so she's going to mail it Monday. You can take it when you go out. But start there. Start with to teach them more. Start with a Bible study. Start working on the character of your members first. Work on the character of your militia or your survival family group first. Then focus on the martial part of it. You can do them hand in hand. You can do an hour of Bible study and an hour of martial, but start with the Bible study first. It's just like I tell everybody, unless you get up in the morning and pray every morning, you're not right with the Lord that day. Start your day in His presence. Start your militia meetings, your survival meetings in His presence. So all of you that keep asking me, how do I start a militia? Start there. Start with a Bible study. Call it a Bible study. Don't call it a militia. Call it a disciple group. Meet at IHOP if that's what you want to do. But if there's two or three of you, that's all it takes, folks. Two or three. Am I staring in the camera good enough? Are my eyes bulging out? Two or three. That's all you need. Woo, woo, woo. Stop dragging your feet on this. Stop waiting for me to move to your neighborhood and do it for you. You have to do it. You got that guy at work? Reach out to him. You know that lady that you work with and you think that she might like to come over for you and your husband to have a Bible study? Do it. And then, leave some stuff out. Leave a copy of the Constitution out. I'm getting an IM here. Hang on, folks. I am who I am. It's like Popeye. Oh, let's see here what it says. Somebody sent me Corinthians 5. Okay, let me open it up here. Somebody just threw Facebook. Whoa! Sent me a whole bunch of it here. Let's see here. A bunch of Bible verses here. I don't know if I can post these in the... Oh, okay. Now I know who you are. Okay, thanks. That's some good stuff right there. Some of the numbers we were talking about, how many people were killed and, you know... I always love it when people tell me, oh, Christians have killed more people have been killed in the name of God. No, actually, more people have been killed in the absence of God leading nations and causes. So, there you go. So, 1 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 13, immorality defiles the church. Now, think about the Phineas Brotherhood, the Phineas Priesthood, defiling a church. Remember, you know, if you, I can't remember, Lou, you got to find that verse when Phineas... There were those people fornicating in the back of the church, and everybody just ignored it. So Phineas grabbed the javelin or a spear or whatever, depending on which version you're reading, and impaled them both, and he was righteous, and the Lord rewarded him and called him great because he stood up for the sanctity of the church, that you don't defile the church. Well, it's not... I mean, you don't have to go so far as having sex in the pews, which is like what a lot of sodomites do and stuff. They're coming in and raiding churches. They're keeping that quiet, too. But... it can be activities, the way you reflect upon your group when you conduct yourself. Do you conduct business as a Christian? That defiles the church. If I drive by the porn shop in town, am I going to see your truck out front? We have to hold each other accountable for that. And I can tell you right now, that's my thing. I'm not an alcoholic. I mean, I do eat too much. I do have anger issues. But my greatest sin was that of pornography and strip clubs and all that. And I could lapse. I mean, I may, you know, Stacy may go like on a 2-week sabbatical, and I could be like driving by the porn shop going, I got a pocket full of quarters. We got to fight against that kind of stuff. And you got to make sure that your people in your militia group know that that is bad. They know that is bad. You know, if your guy shows up to Bible study with a Budweiser in one hand and the Bible in the other, you got to be going, hey, dude, we need to focus here. You know, we need to make sure what's going on. How do you treat your neighbors? How do you, if you've got people in your group, and I kind of started this, do you conduct your business on a Christian mindset? When people, here's something that's good for you. I had a pastor one time, he hadn't seen a buddy since for 15 years. 15 years after high school, this buddy looked him up in California, and we were all at Disneyland together, and we were all out together, and this friend is sitting on like this, they have like that tram sky ride, and they're talking and keeping up, and my pastor, I was funny because I was right next, because it's the big round ones, and I was in there, and we'd been together for about 4 hours, and the pastor says something along the lines of, yeah, we got to get it back early, because it was Saturday, he goes, I have to finish off my sermon for tomorrow, and this guy who grew up with him, they'd been together for like a whole day together visiting, and he goes, you're a pastor? You're a Christian? It didn't reflect. Now, maybe the guy had scales on his eyes or something, but if you're not living as a reflection of Jesus Christ, you need to start working on that right now. Somebody just, Mr. Bunny Lampkin says, open and gross sin should not be in the church. There you go. Yeah, it shouldn't, you know, and if you've got issues, you know, Matthew 18, it, bring two brothers or sisters together, work it out. If that person refuses to do it, kick their butt out of the church until they're ready to repent. I mean, every church I've ever gone to, we've dealt with pedophiles. We actually, a church I went to in Rancho Cucamonga had a pastor that used to, and he never actually raped or molested anybody, but he was still a pedophile. He got caught hanging around schools, watching little girls with his binoculars and stuff. He ended up going to prison for other issues, but it was a taint in his heart that carried over. And, you know, you work with it while you can, but eventually you just got to say, dude, you're not welcome back. And this guy was an associate pastor. He was also an alcoholic. He used to go to... what's the word? Hooters. We used to catch them at Hooters all the time. But then the other pastor, those people that were elders, I wasn't an elder, but because I was still a baby Christian in this church. But at any time, any one of us men could go to his house and get into his computer. We all had his passwords. We all had keys to each other's houses. That's how much. It was a small church, 50, 60 people. We all had keys to each other's houses, so, you know, somebody, hey, I'm not going to get home, can you go feed the cat? Can you be there when my kids get home from school? You know, I broke down, that kind of stuff. We had our own little, you know, not compared to the militia we have today in the church I'm in today, but it was a good start. The accountability between people in the militia group has to be huge, or you're not going to have the trust. You won't have things like, if, you know, I've been sharing them with you folks. I just re-listened to the, I think it was the 22nd or 23rd of July sermon, when one of our people called the police on another guy because he found some money in the street. You know, the whole issue. And people ended up leaving the church. People lost jobs. People got fired. I mean, it's ugly. You know, and I'm not, people get mad at me when I air our church's problems, but I want you to know that it happens even in a church as great as ours. It continues to have problems. You're not going to expose those things if you all just shut up and sit on your hands and don't talk to each other. Now, let's say, for instance, I knew for a fact that a brother had stolen money from his work, and he bragged about it, and I heard about it. I would go to that brother, and I would say, look, dude, you got to make this right, or you can't come back to church. You've got to make it right. The sin is there. We know about it. First, I would see if it was true. I would do it in a way that wouldn't make them just scream and yell and stuff. But I'm real good with negotiating people, you know, and getting them to admit what they're doing and show. And then, but then the cool thing is, if he apologizes for it, returns the money, faces the music, they may want to arrest him. He may get a fine. He may get a penalty. But then he's restored, and he comes back into the fold, and you love him. And just like, you know, God's perfect. He throws it over his shoulder into the sea of forgetfulness, and it's done. But you're not going to discover these things about people if you don't fellowship with them. And you can't you can't just sit on your hands when you know that there's something terrible going in there. Own your mistakes, they're saying, Red Pill says. So Mr. Buddy Lampkin said, bring two or three others to listen. Yeah. What we'll do is, if there's an issue, and I go, I just shut up and let the pastor talk, and I'm praying for everybody in the room. I'll sit over there on the side and pray. We had a guy come to our church, and he stole about $1,000 from our tray, from the plate going around. Well, his roommates turned him in, which was a pretty cool thing because, you know, they were all drug addicts. We used to serve food, and people would come, they'd sit through the church service, and they'd eat. Lately, we've been just feeding ourselves at lunch just because of the economy, and some people don't want to bring food, and they're mooching off everybody. See? It happens. And so I wanted to take a claw hammer to this dude because I was the guy who got him to come to church. I kept reaching out to him for about a year. I'd see him on the street. He was a waiter in the restaurant, you know, one of the restaurants up here. I knew he had a drug problem, but I wanted him to come to church. He sat next to me that day, and then he had the audacity to steal the collection plate after we fed him. Well, I went over there wanting to put a claw hammer in his face. The sheriff came over and said, hey, this guy's basically a good kid. He grew up around here. He's had a rough life. Yeah, he's never done this before. He's never committed crimes. He's just a petty drug user. You know, he's not even a dealer. He just gets high all the time after work. He doesn't even drive. So we went over there. My pastor, I just sat there praying, one, for me not to get mad and punch him because there was a cop there. Praying for the cop, you know, to have discernment on whether or not this guy should be arrested, and praying for the pastor. And so we got the money back and the checks back, less like $80. He went and bought some pot, a baggie of pot. Well, then my pastor looks at his roommates and he says, well, here's what we're going to do. He goes, the deputy has said that this guy's not a bad guy, so we're not going to press charges. And he gives him back the money, but he gives it to the roommate. Said, here, pay the rent, buy him some food, and here was the deal. He says, you now owe us $1,000 worth of lawn mowing. We have a big property here. Guy never showed up, never did anything. I mean, my pastor never called for, you know, we gave him the opportunity. He said, come to church. Come over and mow our lawns on Friday afternoons. You know, DJ here will show you how to, because that's what Lou and I do. And the guy never showed up. He was completely, sure, he was crying and bawling there because he didn't want to go to jail. But every time I saw him, he would just run away from me after that. He's left the community. I haven't seen him. But the church gave him the opportunity, and it cost us $800 to $1,000. But it was worth it to try once. Now if the guy, I see him on church property, he's getting stuffed and cuffed. Period. End of story. You know, and you know, you don't just be stupid and keep handing over your purse or your daughter to somebody, you know. And there are Christians out there that would gladly turn over their whole families rather than raise a finger to defend them. But start there with your militia. You keep sending me the stuff. How do I start a militia? Start a Bible study. I can't tell you how many militias I've had contact with that they just say, hey, it's Bible study this Saturday. And they do a Bible study for an hour or two, and then they break out the rifles and shoot, or, you know, break out the maps, or, you know, do a presentation. I was bad this last class because I got distracted because of all the stupidity. I didn't start with a prayer. I usually start every class with a prayer. Anything I teach. And I've been negligent in it, and I asked the Lord for forgiveness for that this week because I remember, I'm like, hey, I haven't done it. I'm trying to train Lewis to pray before our meals. As a young man in Christ, he has to learn to do that. You have to train your kids to pray. Train your daughters and sons to pray. That's how you start a militia. That's what a militia is. It's based in God. Before you worry about getting the Ruger 10/22 out or your SKS and getting your kid ready with it, make sure they're worthy to carry the weapon. Make sure they're fit to serve in the Lord's army. Make sure they're little Phineases. Make sure they've got a Job attitude. You know, that kind of stuff. If you've got a Jezebel in your family, you gotta fix that before you start even embarking on the endeavor of the holy cause of liberty. We've got a Jezebel in our church, period. There you go. I know guys in their families that have got Jezebel. For those of you that don't know, it's a spirit of it's a female spirit that hates men, that refuses to acknowledge the authority, does everything to disrupt, causes all kinds of problems. And I believe it's a demonic spirit. But you can have a man that has a spirit of disruption just because of their ego. It may not even be demonic. It may be just some Vietnam vet, and we've had them in our group. They come and go. They don't last very long because usually they haven't kept up on their training, and they get embarrassed, and they leave. They talk a good talk, but when it comes to it, they fall short. So that's good. You know, training is everything, but train first in the Lord, then get your martial training, and that's what we're going to start talking about next. I'm not going to do any commercials, folks. I'm just going to keep talking. I'm going to keep an eye on the clock, and when Liberty Tree Radio pops in there, somebody make sure you tell Ed that we don't have any audio, just voice today. We don't have any, you know, no flavoring. I see more and more people are coming in. This is great, and I'm getting messages over here, too. Excuse me, folks. I got to go back to Facebook, see what my messages are there. So, do you clear? I mean, I spent 45 minutes on it, but how do you start a militia? You get right with the Lord. Mike, I can't agree with you. I got a good friend, Mike. He's talking about getting back to Reagan economics. Reagan was not the answer. Reagan brought the sodomites into the Republican Party. Reagan instituted no-fault divorce in California. Reagan was terrible. He says, the older I get, the more profound I find Reagan to be. No, I have to disagree with you on that. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry, but I have to call you on that. Reagan is just another turd in the punch bowl. He is not a spiritual leader. He didn't live his life as a spiritual leader. He didn't do anything. You know, he lied. He raised taxes. I got all kinds of stuff I could go on and on about Reagan. But let's see. What else we got? Hello, Ed. Welcome, Ed. Thanks for getting in there. We have sound card issues. We are live right now, Ed. It is the, what did we say it was?
August
27th. August 27th, 2010. But I'm running off a USB microphone and headset because that's all I can do. We got nailed by some viruses or something, and you know we're going to be working on it over the weekend. And so we can't do any transitions. We can't do any intros. So we are live. We're running. We hit the ground running right at a couple minutes before 5 o'clock, and we did it. So for those folks that are listening, I don't know if you've made the transition over yet. Maybe I'll wait till the clock actually says, and then I'll do the intro again. Let's see. Olimas says, we have a Bible study group at our church, and the longer our group has met, the more it is clear that the Bible is the core of it all, the most profound, secure source of morality for all of us. Yeah. Hello, Ed. Thanks for putting that in there. We're at a remote location right now, so we're going to be sending some video. Do with it what you will. I'm wearing my shirt backwards. This is a white T-shirt that has food all over it. It's not really a camouflage shirt. Stacy gets back, it's her shirt. I put it on in a hurry. The pocket's in the back. Maybe, you know, I can't even take a break to fix it. So we're doing that. So we're talking. I got a bunch of emails on how to start a militia, and I've told you guys, listen to Liberty Tree Radio, libertytreeradio.4mg.com. LibertyTreeRadio.4mg.com and listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, don't just listen to my show. You want to start a militia. That's where you start there. The sources are there, everything's there, and you can do it. But what I will do is just give you my input because you know I've been involved on a very small scale, starting very small ones. One of the biggest things you need to do for training, we got 2 minutes here before we make the transition, so I may hold off on this. I'm going to give 1 minute now. Yeah, he's talking about Reagan used sorcerers in the White House. Yeah, his wife and stuff. You know, it's just as, you know, weird. Yeah, everybody's bagging on. So sorry, Mike, I know you're listening and you like Reagan, but it's hero worship. Same reason I don't get all excited about police and fire being heroes because of 9/11. No, they're not heroes. The only person that I put up on a pedestal is Jesus Christ. No king but King Jesus. Scotty 38 chimes in with 2 Corinthians 6:12, and I love this one. This one's on I think that Bible cover I gave Lou. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's right. It's right. These who do we trust? I had some Russian people that are started listening to the show on their pod people, and they're like, you know, they sent me things. Says the only thing greater than Russia is God, and they're trying to get me to jump on the bandwagon for Putin. And I'm like, he's still KGB, he's still Speznaz, however you say that. I'm not. I don't get that excited about him. I like him better, and I like Obongo. But would I want Putin to be my president? No. But if he wants to, you know, fight Muslims in any of those territories that there are Russian people in, fine. That's great, but I'm not going to jump all over that. So I don't get into. I just don't trust in men or women. If you have the listeners, go to the ACM website. They will have free download of the military manual, How to Start a Militia. Yeah, that's right. I think it's ACM.com or ArizonaMilitia.com. I think it's ArizonaMilitia.com. My pastor, this and that, placing him on a pedestal. Yeah, a lot of churches put Reagan on a pedestal. They don't want to talk politics, but they love Bush and they love Reagan. My pastor always says it from the pulpit, if you voted for Reagan, you need to repent. If you voted for Bush, you need to repent.
I posted Liberty Tree.
Yeah, thank you, Stacy. So go to LibertyTreeRadio.4MG.com and go to ArizonaMilitia.com or .net and mark it. Bookmark it. Great resources. Lou's put up all those other websites where you can get the manuals. Go to the forum. I haven't pushed the forum yet. Lou, you got to type the forum in there. And don't worry if you're small. I don't care if it's two or three of you. Fellowship together in the Lord, and He will make you mighty. Strength doesn't come from our flesh and bone. It comes from our faith in the Lord and doing what we got to do for Him. So, I mean, if all you have, it's like I remember during the Northridge quake. I get into this neighborhood, everything's falling down. I'm doing a windshield damage assessment survey, and I see all these people on one house. There's like every other house is knocked down. They're the dingbat construction. Those of you that don't live in California, we call it dingbat construction, where they build an apartment up over the garage and it's on metal pipes, and then when it shakes, it just falls down. And really, you know, we had about 38 deaths, and most of those were in dingbat construction from the Northridge quake. Well, there's all these people around this one house. I go, I want to go see what's going on over there. And there's one big, rather large black lady.
Oh, no.
And she's got a Bible on her lap. She's reading from the Bible, and she's reading from the Community Emergency Response Team manual telling people what to do. They never met before. They never had a Bible study with this lady. And people I talked to said they just would wave at her. It was an interracial, neighborhood. They weren't a rich neighborhood, but they weren't a ghetto. And all this lady did is she'd read from the Bible. Then they say, the first thing she did is tell them to turn off all the gas and utilities and everything. Then she started, she never got up from her chair, but she had taken the time to go online because she was a Christian to begin with, and she wanted to do right by her neighbors. She studied the CERT team stuff online by herself. I can't remember her name. Shirley Licker or something? No, I'm just kidding. I recommended her for the state citizens medal, but she never got it because she wasn't sanctioned by anybody. She wasn't associated with anybody, but she took care of her whole neighborhood. We don't know how many lives she saved. Only the Lord knows, because she got her people squared away in her neighborhood and did the right thing. At the very least, if that's all you're going to do, fine. But base it first in the Bible. I love it. Whenever she had a big old, those big white, she's probably a Baptist or AME or something. Big, huge white Bible, the picture of Jesus on the front. Almost like the Catholic ones. She was just reading from that. She was just going, okay, and so the Lord said this. And then she'd go back and tell, people, well, what do we do now? What do we do now? Well, here's what we need to do. We need to round up all the water. You need to drain all the water out of your water heaters. You need to do all the, it was just great. And she had people setting up tents and everything. That's all it takes, folks. A little bit of preparation and a whole lot of faith and abiding in the Lord's Word, and you can start a militia. Militias are started in the Bible. Remember when Abram went looking for, was it when Lot got kidnapped? And he had to take his slaves, his servants, and his children, and they were all already trained, and he went and rescued them. Everything you need to know is in the Bible, folks. How to put together a militia, how to train a militia. It's all in there. And somebody keeps posting, what else, the Phoenix Militia. I didn't know about the Phoenix Militia. I'll have to look at that one. Thanks for posting that in the chat room. Well, Folks from Liberty Tree Radio, thanks for hopping in. It's a little different today. We've had complete catastrophic failure of all of our cyber abilities. We had to go out and buy a brand new headset. It's a USB because the sound cards aren't working. So I can't play music. We don't have a soundboard anymore. I told you guys it was going to die. It died. Boy, I just heard like clickety click 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 in my headphones. And so this is it. This is the crudeness. This is the roughness. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance, as they say in Terminator 4 or whatever it is. So there won't be any breaks. There won't be any commercials. There won't be any roll-ins. And good. Just keep posting links. That's fine. That's what this forum is for. That's why I do this. It's for sheepdogs to get together and post links. Sheepdogs. Done with the sheep. The only thing I can think the sheep would be good for is maybe tying them to the wire to stop bullets. Sorry, sounds harsh, but I'm done with them. I am completely done with them. But we're not going to be able to do the music or anything for a while until we need to raise that $100 on top of our regular fees. We need to move the satellite. That's another $100. Unless somebody out there knows how to move one of these satellite internet things. Because we're moving it to a different elevation. If it was roof to roof, we could just shoot an azimuth and do it. But we got to move it about 300 feet, and there's about a drop of about 10 feet of altitude from rooftop to rooftop. So I don't even know what the tilt would be. I have no way to attenuate the signal. It's not like I've done it with satellite television, because you can on the screen it'll have a little bar, and the wife can yell, "Oh, that's good, that's good. Oh, you're good. Lock it down." But with the satellite, I don't know how to do it, because what we want to do is we need to be where the air conditioning is. We need to be in our own home. I don't want to keep taking up space in the church's library. And we'll be able to do that. So we need donations desperately at dutchjones.tk, dutchjones.tk. And what we'll be able to do is get that soundboard, and the computer will just transmit. Everything will be mixed in it. If I have to use a boombox with a mixtape, I'll do that. We need that soundboard and everything, and hopefully, you know, this USB headphone that was just donated today, was it donated or did you pay for it? It was donated. Well, we're thankful. We thank the Lord for that. We didn't know we were getting a USB when she grabbed it. Stacy just grabbed whatever they had left. She thought it was, but that's okay because the sound cards aren't working. So we've been given some advice to take everything off of our hard drive, put it on one of, we've got a 500 gig backup. It's just a box that Lou uses to store training stuff on, and then reformat. Does that sound like a good idea to you guys? Get rid of all these viruses? Will that do it? Or are we, I mean, are they just another $500 computer that's no good anymore? Because what happens is the sound cards don't work. It was kicking us off the internet about every 5 minutes, but praise the Lord, we've been up for an hour and 15 minutes and it hasn't kicked us off. I need wireless USB. I don't know why. I don't really need that. I mean, that's a luxury, it sounds like. But what I want to know is the soundboard that we want to get is a USB input, so it won't go through the regular sound card, and it's a 5-pot, so we can put the phone, put 2 microphones, because like I need to interview my pastor next month. We're gonna do some more talk on the conference that's coming up, so we need to get him on. We want to talk about dispensationalism, premillennial versus postmillennial, because I can't do that, because you guys are sending me a ton of emails on that. Let's see. Is it a virus? Many people tell me they have a virus, and it's just setting issues. That could be it, too. I've allowed our 14-year-old son all access to the computers, and if he can't fix it, I don't know what it is. It could be the heat could have done it. I had a computer that the sound card went bad in because it got too hot. But, like, all of our computers except for Stacy's, they either have the mic works or the headphone works. Right now, none of it works on here. So we can't mix stuff and that. Let's see. Back up your files and reformat it, but run scan disk before you enter any of your backup files. Okay. Thanks, Ed. We've been running, Lou, I need your help here. What is it? CC? What's it called, Lou? Are you in there? There's a virus scan in there that Lou runs, and I run it all the time. Plus, we have... I can't remember. VIG, what's it called?
AVG.
We run AVG. CC Cleaner. We do all that. But I think what it is that in the last month, I've been downloading manuals and training videos everywhere I can. And it was either me or Lou. You know, Lou's either downloading his Hobgoblins and Battle stuff that he... No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't do that. He doesn't play much of that anymore. Or it's something I'm downloading, you know. Or, and I don't know if this is true or not, we've been recently being attacked by the guy's network we used to be on. Nicholas is at it again. I don't know if he can get into our computers. I don't know enough about it. We need a cyber warrior to give me a training, but nobody up here knows how to do any of that stuff. Unfortunately, the only guy we had that knew how to do it was Nicholas, and now we're enemies, and I may be, you know, him. In fact, he may be one of the guests, the weasel here, because stuff's been acting up recently, and he's been sending stuff out. Spybot Seek and Destroy, we do have that, too. It says, I agree with Ed. Whenever I'm having uber major computer problems, I just back up everything, reformat the hard drive, and reinstall the operating system. See, I don't know how to do that. Lou, do you know how to do that? If we back it up, can you reinstall it? Because your mom had somebody do that to their computer, and it's worked great for a while. When you got a new hard drive, because your hard drive was so corrupted. Now the next question I have, let's talk some computer security here, since I got some people here that are answering questions. I'm not going after you, Stacey, so don't get all mad. But let's say I go on Facebook and I play all those stupid proprietary games. Proprietary games like Farmville or Mafia Wars, will that destroy your computer? I say it does. Stacey says it doesn't, and she wants to punch me every time I bring it up. But that's good. Ed is saying I should have my operating disks. Believe it or not, we got these computers from Walmart, I think all of them. We never got the operating disks. I have an ISO of Windows 7. Okay. See, I didn't even know what Lou had. No need to buy a new hard drive if it has. I think Stacy had bad sectors on it that wouldn't.
I've had this computer, I think, for 5 years.
You have the best computer. That Compaq is probably the best one here. It's got the best Wi-Fi signal. It's faster than any of the others. We don't have operating disks. Lou says he has some stuff. But let's just talk some operational security here with our computers. If I leave my computer on my satellite all day, turned on, can somebody physically get in, you know, just an average Joe, some 14-year-old kid, and do this stuff and take over my computer? It probably has a program that will burn the disk for you, but now it might be too late for that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Ed, but that's something I'm really lacking on. You totally need the OS disks and program disks to reinstall everything fresh. Nope, no hack if left on. Okay, so that's what I was worried about. I didn't know if Nicholas was able to get in, because somebody told me today that if he knows my IP address, he can do whatever he wants to my computer. Plus, in the past, he had access to the computers when he was still a member of the church. And we found programs and things on our church computers that would allow people to key capture and do all that kind of stuff, capture passwords. Okay, Lou's saying he's got everything, so just, you know, Lou's guidance here. If we're going to continue to do webcasting, these computers need to stay up and running. I got one of our pod people, Rabbit, who's in the Exeter militia, he says he can build me a PC if we come up with some of the money and, you know, to get some of the extra stuff, but he's got parts for PCs. But we're mobile. I want to be able to move around. But maybe if we can get the satellite moved down into the house, we can have the air cooling system on, we won't have the heat issues. It'll be a big help for us, but there are certain core things that we need the donations to do, folks, and I hate to keep asking you for them month after month. But if we can get that satellite moved, get everything we've got, we can either put it in a corner of the house or we could put it in the corner of a bedroom and isolate it.
I want the best signal we can get.
Yeah, we want the best signal. Well, yeah. So we'll do that, and then if we can get a Wi-Fi amplifier system, whatever, so that I don't have to run around. Because the problem is we're moving the equipment around too much. I'm running it up and down the hill, headphones in and out. And, you know, people tripping over the lines and breaking the... I wouldn't be surprised if it's a physical break in here for the sound card. Because that's what the other ones are. They're cracked. I mean, Lou's computer's cracked. It's been stepped on, you know, dropped, thrown over the building. I don't know. Dropped in the tub. You know, Lou likes to compute in the tub. And but we really need your help, guys. If you guys are computer savvy, you know, zip me off an email to Dutch Jones. Show@yahoo.com, Dutch Jones show@yahoo.com, and that way we can leave everything solid, turn it off, have it on power strips. I've got this really awesome backup power supply that's trickle charged by solar panels. I want it all on there. And then I want to set up my own AM or FM transmitter separate from what the church is doing, because the church does specific gospel music. I want to do more of a community emergency services radio station. So I need to get... we have a chicken coop too, but ours is in pretty bad shape. We do have the second bathroom that smells like somebody died in there. You know, but we could do that. Liberty Tree Radio Studio is an old chicken coop. That's awesome. We're going to put chickens in our chicken coop, but we have enough buildings and enough space, but we've got that water cooler, that, what do they call it, swamp cooler, that we can keep stuff cool. And, you know, eventually we'll be able to get DSL or another satellite or whatever. Downgrading your OS may help, too. BC, the newer back, sharing programs. That's true. I don't even know what's on this computer, Lou. I think it's Vista. Oh, I got more comments coming in here. It's turning into a computer show. People are probably complaining. Hey, I'm saying, you know, stop talking computers. Here we go. It's going to be okay, I've got an offer here from a listener. I'll just give the first name, Jason. He's saying that if I give him a call, he can help me out. I'll probably have to call you tomorrow. I don't want to use people's phones here for long distance. We'll do it from the church. But, yeah, thank you for the number. I got it. Received. What? Okay, let me see what Ed's typing here. Go back. Yeah,
Windows Vista.
You got to understand, my computer background, I grew up on Amigas. I had an Amiga 4000 tower that I paid $13,000 for, and I was running my video editing business up with that. $13,000 for an Amiga. It had four 50 megahertz processors on it. And that thing would process live video. I could switch between five cameras, stream it over the internet, or stream it out to Comcast via a fiber optic line that was hooked up in my house. My first computer was the Commodore Amiga. And then I learned on an Apple, and I learned on the Texas Instruments. And I can tell you, Amiga was superior. The Amiga 4000, they still make them. I know that a couple companies, Video Toaster uses them and stuff like that. Amiga 500s. I used an Amiga 500 to do all, I had three of them, did all the teleprompter work for our daily news that I did, because I did television news every day in a local community. We had one that did our community bulletin board, you know, people, you know, church announcements, stuff like that. And then third one that we had was for all the graphics that we did for the weather and everything. It was all done on an Amiga 500. They were great. They were fantastic. I love Amigas. A German company bought them up. I can't remember the name of it. I think it was called Trinity. And they're still making them, but they're only making them a few at a time. But I can tell you, I had the Amiga 4000 tower. It had a tower, and then it had what'd they call it? It was like a jukebox for hard drives. And I remember I had, this is back in the 90s, I had a bunch of Barracuda 9 gig hard drives. 1, 2, 3. I think I had 10 of them, so I had 90 gigs. People would come over my house and bow down to this thing back then. I got more than that in the laptop right now, 90 gigs. I sold it all. But I used that thing. The thing made me way more money than what I paid for it. I put it on a credit card, and I started my own editing business. I did weddings. I did commercials. I even did two local Nike commercials for golf tournaments on that thing. Those paid for it. I made more than $13,000 just off those two commercials for the golf tournaments that they did in Southern California. I had so much fun with that thing. I love the Video Toaster Flyer system, and I love the Amigas. But these PCs, these laptops, I can't do them. I built that computer. I thought I was buying a complete turnkey system. It came in like 16 boxes. And I had to put the whole thing together while watching a video off of YouTube on another computer. I put the whole thing together. The only thing I couldn't get it to do is I couldn't get the software to load right. It took 4 days to load all the software. And they sent a guy out from Los Angeles. I lived in Colton, which is, you know, an hour or 2 hour drive. And he stayed in my house for 3 days installing it for me, and I fed him. Wow. And because I was like, dude, I paid you $13,000. It was $12,080. And I got to build it. So I did all the hardware, but then I couldn't get the software to work. But so as you can tell, I've had ongoing love-hate relationships with computers. I would love nothing more than to take this U-Broadcast site and just mirror Liberty Tree Radio on it, do the pastor's sermons and do music and stuff, and just be a mirror site. But we never seem to One, the internet stinks. I'm half tempted to tell your parents we're just moving in this room. We're all going to live down here because this is great. We had to go out and buy a new router, a new wireless router, because the other one kept kicking us off. This one's great. This is it's a higher, faster, bigger, more antennas. It's got 3 antennas on it. I don't know if that means anything. Maybe I'm I'm probably just being a schmuck, you know, technology idiot. But we want to. The reason we use wireless is this is a rented facility and nobody wants us to run any wires. Up there, we use Cat 5. We had a rabbit from the Exeter Militia. He came in and he installed a bunch of Cat 5 wire for us. And that's what we do when we're in our regular place. Hardline's better. We do have a Wi-Fi router up there. And that's for Stacy so she can take her computer and sit out front and yell at the cats and do, what is it, Farmville? What do you put, Farmville and Tropical Island or Cannibal Clowns or whatever it is you play? I don't know what she does, but she, you know, it's okay. I have no problem with games. It's okay to relax. You know, I have no. I'm not saying they're evil. Don't get me wrong, guys. But yeah, we want to run Hardline. We got 2 phone lines in now. We got our second phone line in, so we'll be able to have like a guest, and then people can call and ask him questions. We've got all these plans, but it's like every time we take 2 steps forward, we go back. We have the 8225 line, and then we have the new one that I'm not going to give out yet. Yeah, because we're going to move the studio into the house. You're looking at me like you can.
No, I know.
Yeah, so that the guest can call on the other. So, like, let's say I'm interviewing David Duke. I just did that to make Nicholas mad because I know he's listening. Let's say I want to interview David Duke because he's talking about running for president again. And I want to go, why in the world are you doing that? And so I have him on the line. Then the 8225 line, people can call up and ask him questions. I think that's one thing we're really lacking here. We'll be able to do that because all I got to do is run the wire down on the pole. I mean, I can do that. From the research center, yeah, it's only like 300 feet. I'll just get Lou out there, and we'll just, you know, we'll just throw the line over and hook it up. But yeah, we've got all kinds of plans here, folks. Here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program, we want to share with you. We'd love to be able to share with you our training videos. We'd love to be able to do all this stuff. We just can't get it to do it. Yeah. So he said, "Seek Heil." I don't even know if that's how you spell it. I had a guy today from Germany, because I'm telling you, I got a lot of listeners in Germany, Belgium, a couple in France. This guy just sends me this one line. What's your view on Adolf Hitler? And I just put, not a fan. And then he writes me back something like, oh, really? I said, yeah. You know, he destroyed Europe and all this stuff. And then I said, he goes, well, where are you? And I said, you know, I live in the communist state of California. And he goes, you're a communist? And I'm like, no. I go, but I'm not a national socialist either. Let's see.
You don't look like any of them.
I don't look. How do I look like a Nazi? I mean,
no, I mean.
But somebody will now what'll happen is Nicholas will take that frame store of me doing the little Hitler thing. Actually, I don't know which hand you're supposed to do it with, and he'll put it up on his website. Look! I said he was. I only need one call-in line if you do a conference call. That could be good, too. I have to see, there's all this technology stuff, and we just battle the little stuff. We can't do the big stuff. I mean, I got people that want to come on, you know, want to do the show. I want to do, you know, anybody that's ever been associated with the church, you know. I want to have the pastor call and say, hey, Dutch wants to be on. You know, wants you to be on a show. You imagine if I got Bo Greitz on?
Wow.
I don't know what you guys think of Bo Greitz anymore. I don't really have an opinion of him, but I just know, just historically, talk about some of the things Bo Greitz has done. I have access to him. I have access to Chuck Baldwin now. I can have Chuck Baldwin on, you know.
Cool.
He wants to see all the questions up front. But I just want to I really miss it being an interview-oriented show. We just don't have the technology to do it. And especially with the Expanse, since we switched over to Liberty Tree Radio, the guys from the Liberty, USS Liberty, they want to come on again. Ted Pike wants to come on again. Ted Pike, the pastor Ted Pike, who's fighting the Zionists and the hate law legislation. There's so much more we could be doing if we just had the equipment. And it's like, I was so happy when we got this computer and the other computer that's still up in the studio, and it hasn't even been a year and they're both broken now because we moved them around. We try to be good stewards. We have cases, you know, we put them in the cases and everything, and Lou tries to do a good job, but we gotta set it up, hardwire it, and just leave it there. And have one computer that I take on the road. Like, we know, what is it, Labor Day is coming up?
Yeah.
Labor Day, we're going to be gone, but we're going to try and do the show. We're going to go visit Anthea, who's our daughter. And thank you, everyone, by the way, for praying for her. It turns out she didn't have strep throat. She seems to be okay. Hate crime only if I'm white. Yeah, only white people can do hate crimes. I'd love to do more of that kind of stuff, but I spend my whole day trying to keep us online. You know, fighting. You know, I spend a good chunk of it reading emails, because I get over 100 emails a day now, more than 100, closer to 250. And then I spend the rest of the time reading articles. I don't want to have to worry. Like, literally, the last, from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we were trying to get this sound card to work. And we're like, okay, well, we got this going. We can talk, but we can't play music. And I think it does add to the show. I think it really adds to the show. And being able to play commercials, because people every once in a while are buying stuff from us. You know, Stacy needs to post the stuff for the water filters, if you haven't already gotten a water filter for your eBay store. She's all, we just got to keep trudging along. The Lord will reward us, Stacy. Because we haven't had money in two weeks. We've been breaking even because we screwed up on some of the shipping costs and some of our suppliers raised prices, and we're not going to do that to you. We changed them now. Like some of our scopes and stuff went up like 40%. But we're not going to, you know, we're not going to, if you ordered it and that's what it was, that's what we're going to sell it for. But we're on the precipice. We're on the peak of something here, both in the timing of what's going on, the fellowship that's going on, the cutting away of the waste that we're getting rid of in our group. And I just feel like we need to be ready for it as a people, and that's why I'm really struggling to keep this radio thing going. It was terrible not talking to you guys for 2 days. It puts me in a funk. You know, I start beating up on Lou and sneaking up on him and stuff, you know, taking it out. No, that's not true. Although he did almost kick me in the head today. There's just so much stuff we could be talking about and doing if I just didn't have to spend the whole day. It's like Baba Black Sheep. I feel like that guy Red. You know, I keep patching the holes in the Corsairs, and I'm not really getting anything done. Well, thank you. I'm glad I was missed. I don't know. I didn't get, because we couldn't get internet. I didn't know what Liberty Tree Radio ran. But today, I got in the middle of the day, and there were like 4 or 5 people listening to, what is it, Tuesday's show? And I'm still getting email. People are still going, hey, I really like that show. It was some really good stuff. People thought it was live. I had some people, they were new pod people, and they thought it was live. They were listening at like 2 in the morning. I've been awake for 3 days, folks. I've had an average of 2 hours of sleep a day, and that's just because I pass out in front of the computer. And where am I going with this? I forgot where I was going. And I'm struggling with it, and I really need your prayers. We need your financial support, and we need to keep doing it. I would love to have it's got another message. There's a way here that I can hit co-host and bring you guys in, but I don't know how to do it. I who's this guy?
I posted my water.
Okay, right here I can click on somebody. Actually, I don't know if I can, yeah, I can do it right now. I can. Let's see, I could go to, I don't even know if Ed has a headset, but which I could do this, and I could go invite his co-host. We're just going to practice with this, Ed. Co-host invitation sent. We'll see what happens. If it knocks us off the air, I apologize. But the technology is here. I could have like 5 guys. You know how they have the round table, the militia round table? I'm not saying we need to duplicate what they're doing, but let's say one of you guys here, Red Pill, says, hey, I want to talk about this thing that happened at the Ohio State Fair. You know, a bunch of black kids went around beating up on white folks, and, you know, nobody ever called it a hate crime. I could bring it up. And, you know, we could be talking about it right now. We're going to see. If we had better internet, which we can't get right now, we could be doing Skype. And I know it was frustrating for Sir David when there was a lightning strike or something. He's like, just call in. I'm like, I don't have a phone that dials out. You know, and I'm not going to do it over a cell phone. I've done that before. Those of you that have been listening 3-4 years ago, Liberty Tree Radio, I started with a headset and a cell phone that First Amendment Radio gave me. And I'd sit in a recliner and just do the show for like 3 hours a night from 7 to 10. And I'd had newspapers in front of me. I had a computer. Some places we didn't have internet. But he okay, begged me to be on his show. Right? Co-host offers. Let's see what this is. Okay. Let's see if we can do this.
Oh,
okay, I see a picture of
echoes.
You there, Ed.
Can you see Ed?
Oh, it's doing it again where it just echoes. Can you see Ed?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Like,
oh, now he's moving the camera around.
Yeah,
he's in a darker. Cell phones will bake your brain.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Oh, now he's moving the camera around.
Let there be light.
Yeah, he's in a darker.
Cell phones will bake your brain. But I'm hearing like...
Oh, there you go. Let there be light.
I'm hearing like about a third or fourth decay reverb through my headset. No, I can't hear you at all, Ed. It's like, think how cool is it? We could have little pictures up. We could put everybody on. I could click on everybody, and we could have like this big old... Yeah, Stacy doesn't want to turn her camera on. Yeah, well, I could turn it around. I could just do this. I could do this. Don't hide. See, there's Stacy. It's probably blurry, but yeah, she's in the witness protection program. But that's weird that we, you know, here's this resource. And we got Ustream still. You know, we took it off the website just because I wasn't using it, but we got it ready to go. I think he needs headphones to stop the echo. On my end, I've got headphones on, but I don't hear the echo anymore. Whatever it was, it fixed it.
Actually, let's try this. Can you hear me?
But okay, Ed, I got it.
You know why you were getting the feedback? Is because I
now,
was
can
sending
you guys
yourself
see Ed?
Back.
Does it just pop
now
up another,
I can hear myself,
another screen?
So just let me grab a headset.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
No, actually, I was going to...
Sure. This is totally cool.
I was going to call in if your phone
It's the Dutch and Ed show. Today we talk about omelets. Anybody want chips? We got chips. No, we don't have a phone where we're at. No phone where we're at, so... We don't even have a soundboard to hook it in or anything anymore. I'd have to like hold. I could like take it and hold it up to the mic, you know, and do that. But yeah, we don't even have the soundboard's completely dead, so it's gonna be a while before we can get the phone working. But this is cool. Yeah, it's like he's on now. He's grooming. See Ed's grooming there. It's like that's why I just cut my hair off and shaved my beard off today. It's like I don't have any food on me, do I? I was eating a burrito before I went on the air. But there's not much of a delay. This is. Yeah. Mine's built into the laptop. It's just, you know, I just bend the top. I shut the laptop, it's gone. So, in fact, I put your picture over mine. I'm looking at, you know, it's kind of like, you know, let me, I don't know if it'll
if
let
it's
me
anything
move
like
it
Ustream, you can change the size. Like,
oh, if I got to move, okay,
corner.
I see. There we go. I moved it to the right.
Or
no,
the corner.
It won't let me move them out of the way. Well, let me do this. Yeah, it made it all big.
Yep. And
let's see. It just covered up my picture. I guess I don't need to see
actually,
myself.
Right now.
Did it make it bigger when I did
can
that?
See me.
Oh, it's like I control everybody's picture.
You got
isn't that cool?
Wide.
Yeah, you can see I'm in Stacy's room where she grew up as a teenager here. Actually, no, not as a teenager, I know, but.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Oh, so it actually controls. That's weird. So it actually controls it on everybody else, so I can do
there
that.
You go.
But it won't let me move it. Oh, look. Yeah, there we go. I'll set it down in the corner like that. See, and then I can go. Oh, let me do
probably
it.
Because I
head.
Actually set up
so,
a...
Good, cool.
YouTube,
see, I haven't been able to get this to work till now, so
account.
I don't know. I mean, we lose the sound cards, but we get the video working.
I have to have an account there, too, but
good,
I did the
so.
Freebie. I didn't do the pay.
And that'll be good. Now, I have... Oh, okay. Yeah. I had people going, I don't want to have to pay to listen to you. And I'm like, and I didn't know what they were talking about because Lou does all that stuff. And I said, no. You set it up
that's
and it's
like what
you
Live
know,
365 does.
It sets you up so you can
asking,
have one
I don't
listener
have
and,
to
and you can listen
to
anybody for
to
free.
Listen to LPR through Live 365.
So far, I like using it.
You don't have to. But if you don't, you got to put up here. With their ads on top of ours.
Subscriber. Yeah, four. Sure, 4 or 5 years ago, I started with Live 365, and it was weird because all these people got subscriptions because they thought they had to. And then when I left and went to First Amendment Radio, they were all mad at me, and I'm like, "Well, I didn't know you had to pay to listen to me."
Was originally
so,
just a copy of what Shoutcast was doing.
No, you could subscribe or something.
The difference was is they had a little bit better quality control.
Yeah. Yeah. We like I use Shoutcast for a long time. I see it. I liked using Shoutcast. Yeah. I didn't understand that we had to actually supply the servers, and we'd have like 40 people listening, and our internet had kick off and everything. It was pretty funny when we first started. We didn't know what we were doing, but bless Lou, he got it up. That's why I like this U broadcast. I love the fact that anybody can pick it up. We've got Scotty's in the room,
yeah, actually,
picking it up and retransmitting it. I don't know if you heard.
One of the guys,
I got
who,
some calls from Germany, and people were hearing it on shortwave from somebody in Germany retransmitting it on shortwave in Germany.
That way and let us know
so that's good. I'm glad they're doing that.
Through LPR, which I thought was pretty cool. So, but again,
yeah.
Can't say I have, but I'm glad.
Well, yeah, I've had. Have you ever heard of? I've been getting requests from a group called Watchmen Radio. Have you heard of them? Watchmen Radio. Yeah, because people that listen to them are like, you need to be on there. You need to be on there. I just sent them something saying you can use my show. You can run it whenever you want. If you want it live here, you know, just give a shout out that you know we're doing it on Liberty Tree Radio too, because I really enjoy. Like I said, we more than quadrupled our listenership when we switched over in April, and the response has been great. And we can see a difference now. Yeah. Our conference, because we're doing the conference every year, we usually get 5 or 6 reservations by this time. You know, right now we've got over 80 reservations, and that's just the reservations. We don't know how many people that is, but so the people from Liberty Tree Radio are really responding, you know, to what we're doing, and I like it. And so it's worth it. It's more than worth it. I wish I could listen more. Because I don't have the bandwidth to listen.
You probably
but
know
our goal is if we can get good internet up there, we'll
yeah,
just run you guys 24 hours a day on an AM signal or something.
In fact.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I first heard about it was from you guys. You know, I heard it called that. And I keep calling it microbrew because of the microbrewery movement. But, yeah, and it's great. And I heard one of my guys that I had interviewed from the USS Liberty, the guys from the USS Liberty, because of being on here, they contacted the Micro Effect,
well,
and I think they have a show on there now. So that's pretty cool.
The
so they got picked. They were able to find a slot over there, so that's great. Well, I can hear the wind. It's kind of cool.
Well, anyway, like I was.
That's right. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I was
but yeah,
to
go ahead.
Chat room. You can set up.
Go
a,
ahead, England. Go ahead.
Call.
Over.
There are
Michigan.
Websites.
It's Michigan.
Where you can
yeah.
Go
well,
through
it feels like
free.
It's across the sea.
And once you set them up, then you call in to that line, and everybody else can call
right.
in. And you can open up a little web page that'll have a list of the phone numbers that are hooked up. It'll have a list of the person that the directory is tied to, like caller ID, if you want to, if that's available, or if it's a restricted,
right.
you know, like private number, it'll come up anonymous. That's how I'm running Liberty Tree Radio's calling right now, because I couldn't afford to put in another line. And somebody suggested, well, why don't you do this? And there are, you can even get 800 numbers for these, but that starts getting expensive.
Wow. Right. Yeah. Yeah, we can barely pay for our internet access. But that's good to know, because that would make it easy if we had multiple guests on and could get a lot of people and more people involved. I get requests for people to come on the show all the time, but it's just hard for them. One, they don't like calling long distance.
It's about 3 hours.
The time of the show, I mean,
it's
you know, 5 to 7.
37.
But the rest of the country, I mean, what time is it where you're at right now? It's an hour or 2 hour difference? Because it's 6:38 here. Oh, wow. So, yeah, see, so some people it's too late for them. Yeah, a lot of people are like, hey, it's too late for me. So, you know, I could pre-record stuff. I don't mind doing that, especially since I don't get a whole lot of call-in anymore. I had a whole core of these regular call-in guys, and then when I left First Amendment Radio, I found out they were all living at his house. He had, like, a homeless shelter going on, so they all stopped calling me. He forbid them to call. But But I still think the phone thing, and I like the idea of being able to do the conference. What they're saying, I have an eye patch on. Is it the reflection?
Have an eye patch?
On my screen, Ed's down low.
It is?
Yeah, Ed's down low. Oh. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the left-hand corner. Okay, I'm moving him again.
Right,
let's see where Ed goes now. Yeah, there's some people are saying your picture is over one of my eyes. It's like pirate radio.
Oh, there we go.
Now I'm moving it over my face now. So is it moving when I move it? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it did it on mine.
You mean like this? Yeah, see, I just moved to the lower right-hand corner on mine. Did it do it there?
Yeah.
And then if I move like this, and then like this. See, today, like Lou always says, this is No Pants Friday or Pants Optional Friday. I didn't really have a show set up. I wasn't even sure we were going to get on the air. But I was glad to see it. This new headphone's going to work out good. And we'll be back up. We'll be up there Monday. And then Wednesday, we're not going to have a show because I got to go to the VA for a glaucoma
test. Yesterday, I ran Braveheart Radio because I didn't have anything.
Do you guys just run an old show, or do you just pick up whatever's on?
I downloaded
broadcast
when I'm not around. Archives, and I put it up. So, it worked.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. That has been a great resource. She just told me that some of the shows this month have been downloaded as many as 600 times, which I'm completely humbled by that. I can't even 600 people. It's like, because right now on here it says, you know, there's 14 people listening, but I know it's more than that. Just because I get 150 to 200 emails, you know, either yelling at me or arguing with
channel.
Me. So I know there are more people listening than what's in the chat room and then what's
on
top of Liberty Tree Radio,
channel.
Too. So,
so there's more
they
there.
Just don't keep
and then you'll
good,
have people
good
listening
tally.
To you in the archives. So.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And it's like... Right. Yeah, so today, like I said, it's kind of free form. I've been getting tons of emails on how to start a militia, and I keep saying, just listen to Liberty Tree Radio. You know, and somebody recommended Arizona Citizens Militia has a how to start a militia manual, stuff like that. But I promise you, Monday we'll get back in the regular routine of things. We'll have more formatted shows. We're going to try and get some guests on.
On the receiver.
Try and get
the
phone hooked up. Even if I have to use that little suction cup
that's
listening
cool,
device.
Cool
somebody sent me one. It's a suction cup that goes on the I guess it goes like right here. So you can hear it, and then you just plug it into the soundboard. So we'll do that. Yep. So, because the other box, you know, it's... Yeah. If it works, it works. I was thinking about it. We could probably just take the cell phone and put it on speakerphone and just set it up here somewhere. That might work, too. But anything's possible. I just want to – I like the idea of being able to keep it mobile, but it's just taking a toll on the equipment. These were brand-new laptops and less than a year ago, and they're already messed up. But, you know, so we got to get them up and running. But I like the suggestions you gave me. You know, I appreciate that. I know nothing about computers.
So
I use them as a necessary evil.
You're using
I put them
laptops,
right up there
right?
with laxatives and –
That's what you
and,
just said?
You know, I'm trying to think what else would be... Well, probably laxatives. Necessary
Ooh.
Evil. You don't want to have to use them, but I use them because I have to.
That's one of the problems right there.
That's all we got. Yeah, I've got one PC. Yeah, laptops. That's
so
all I have.
Modern laptop.
I've got one
you
PC
got
that runs
ago,
the
right?
FM station. Why is that?
Your sound
Share that with us because I want other people to learn this stuff.
Have been dumbed
what?
Down. I've got an older laptop that my brother had. It's
right.
got the line in, it's got the microphone, it's got the headset. And you have an internal mixing
right.
board like you would on a desktop where you can get into and change the options and select what you're recording, what you're playing with. So you can create an internal mix minus using the software on the computer. The newer programs
mm-hmm.
like Vistia and Windows 7... That's missing if you're on a desk.
Right.
If you're on a not a desktop, but if you're on a laptop, that option is missing from those computers. It's like they've dumbed down the sound options.
They just can't handle it, huh? Yeah, because I remember because when I started, I had a PC. Okay, that makes sense because I thought I was going nuts because I was telling Lou, I said, You used to be able to do all of this and mix it all and put it out to, I could send it out to Mix Send and I could play music while I was talking, because now we cheat it. We just run everything, you know, I take the headphone out jack and play music on that and then go in through it. And now I don't know what's wrong with it. It just doesn't work. But that soundboard we were looking at, that and I forgot the name of it already.
Well, the USB port is like
here saved. It goes through the USB port. It
basically,
instead
USB
of a sound card, and like this head, like this microphone I'm using now is a USB.
You're attaching a sound card.
I don't know if
to
you think is there a benefit to that or
with it. Which is a roundabout way. That's one of the problems that we've been having with Craig's program, who does Forbidden Knowledge. His laptop, he's got a newer laptop, and it's got dumbed-down sound audio, so he can't really create the mix-minus that he needs to.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the whole problems that we've been having with his program when he's on the road.
Sure. Sure. Well, yeah, see, because I come from really old school where I had giant knobs and reel-to-reels, you know, an old AM radio, and I miss it. And this thing that I'm looking at is called the Podcast Studio by Behringer, and they're like anywhere from $85 to $99, and it's all USB. It comes up with some kind of interface. They're either four or five pots, depending on which one you buy. And I think it would be perfect, and I want to get it and try it out because I want to get as many people. I would love everybody in my chat room to have something like this, so next time I'm down, I can just email everybody and say, hey, whoever wants to do the show today, you know, here you go. People that are the regular listeners that I've gotten to know over the years, and they could just fill in for me. And I think it would be great if we all had this, the potential to just run these shows, you know, just reading the newspaper.
I was trying to find the power
supply. Ranting about
supply.
Current events.
And then I realized,
and $100, I can't beat it. I don't know if you looked at it last time, but that podcast studio, I mean, it even comes with a microphone stand and headphones.
It doesn't have an external power supply.
All the cables, everything.
Yeah, it's 5-volt.
You know, I'm looking at
it. It might have a battery.
So it's 5-volt through the computer.
But
okay, cool.
I didn't see
cool.
anything like that looking at it, but they don't.
Oh, that's
really
even
give
better.
Me
something
good
less to worry about
the
when I'm
underside of the board.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me see here. I'll just post that. Cut and paste that. That's for the Sears one for $100. But I think that would be very useful. I could, you know, I know getting away from laptops, but if you do this, that gets rid of that problem without having the mix minus. But just think this with one of those Wi-Fi anywhere cart. You know how AT&T has a thing where you can use Wi-Fi anywhere. You could do a show from anywhere you wanted to. We could. I used to do them down on the border because I had one. It was a Verizon wireless card. And I would just took up a little external cam. It was before they were putting them in the laptops. And I was doing live reports from the border in Campo, California to different people's web shows. And I think it would be great. We could do all kinds of stuff with this. But it's just, you know, we've got to get the internet where we're at. That's the big problem. We're too rural. And I don't even know if AT&T has internet available up there over their phone system because it's so old. But the technology is there, and it would be great. I can imagine just doing, like, right from a protest in front of a courthouse or something, being able to just whip out a laptop, throw this stuff up, and start interviewing, you know, Tea Party
Actually,
people
that's
and see
one
what
of the
they
things
think.
That
could be embarrassing, too. So
that's one of the things we've been trying to do more and more is do in-field broadcasts.
But that's pretty much it.
And
this is cool. I'm glad this worked.
Kind
I'm glad.
It's a hurdle for me because whenever we do something
go ahead, you
in
go.
The field... We've always had to have somebody at this end in the booth.
Yeah.
With the good thing about the laptop technology and the way the broadcasting works, you know, you've got the webcam and the microphone, everything built in.
A relay
you
guy.
Go plop down, get a good Wi-Fi connection, and start broadcasting from wherever. And that's, like, one thing that's been a big change. If I could afford to do it, I'd be doing it the same where you are, so I could go to location.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember there were guys...
My dad, everybody in my family has been to Knob Creek but me, because I'm always here to do the live broadcast.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing
I remember there was...
down there,
Oh. He's stuck there. Right. I can't... think about it. Even with, you know, I'm using this crude little camera that's on right here on the thing. You could set up a little studio. You could have, you know, some chairs set up and some, you know, some lav mics instead of, you know, the headphones. You could do play-by-play of all kinds of stuff. I first saw it, and I don't really like this, the radio network, but if Stormfront, which is a National Socialist site, when Ron Paul was having his stuff over in Minneapolis, they were doing it from right there in the auditorium while he was speaking. The guy just brought his little, it wasn't even a laptop, it was this tiny little thing, and he had Bluetooth technology, he got Wi-Fi, and he was just doing running commentary while Ron Paul was speaking. And I said, that's something that everybody should be doing. Why is some Nazi doing it and we're not?
I do push it a lot, and I get on people's nerves.
Now he's making me thirsty.
I
think he's getting water. I'm going to get a drink.
I like this type of medium better, whether it be getting information or getting entertainment. I like watching what other people do better than watching what's on the boob tube.
Yeah.
You know, it...
Yeah. I've got... In the whole time I've been doing this, I've only had three people in five years say, how do I start up my own station and actually follow through with it? I got a guy right now in... Is it Ridgecrest? In fact, I got to email him back today. And it's funny, the best source for here in California is the University of Berkeley. Bunch of hippies. They're pumping out transmitters for really cheap. And 400-watt amplifiers for $1 a watt, that kind of stuff. So I said, just go over there. Don't tell them, you know, you're militia or anything like that. And they'll cut you deals. Just tell them, like, when I went over there to get equipment for other people, I just said, oh, they go, what kind of broadcasting? And I said, well, we're going to do anti-Iraq war, anti-Bush stuff. They gave us a huge discount right off the top because they thought we were like-minded hippies. So I went over there. I brought a hippie guy along and... You know, I didn't share too much information with them, but Radio Free Berkeley, you just Google Radio Berkeley, Radio Free Berkeley, and they got a bunch of hippies over there soldering, I guess, and they're selling AM, FM transmitters, TV transmitters, complete kits, and finished product. And I can't believe so few people have exploited this.
A lot more people do this than you think.
In their neighborhoods. Especially in areas like I'm at. You put an antenna out here, we're desert.
When I was doing stuff for homeschooling. I actually tried to start up my own little mini business making micro FM transmitters. I probably sold about 250 of the Ramsey 100B kits. Yeah, and those went out all over
the
place. In fact, I'm still in touch with a few of the guys that I built the transmitters for.
Wow.
In fact, I just, what was it?
Yeah.
Last year I...
That's
last
cool.
year I had one returned to me because the guy passed away. And
see, I didn't know that.
I got it back. And the guys at Braveheart Radio who do the program on Saturday here on LTR, their transmitter had just got shot.
Oh, that's cool.
It was damaged. So I sent them the one that I got back from the will down to there, and now they've got that transmitter going again, and... So it's fun, as far as I'm concerned, you know, knowing that the stuff I've done is still out there and running.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, I just, up here, everywhere I go, you think California would be full of, you know, I call it radio pirates. Some people go, well, it already belongs to us, but I still like the term. But I'll scan, and I found one radio station in this county other than us that's doing free radio, and it's on an Indian reservation. It's called Not For Sale Radio, and they're militant liberals. They run like Democracy Now! And some canned stuff they get off of PBS or whatever from San Francisco radio stations.
Well,
but then it'll be like 2 hours of some pagan you know, guy making fun of Christianity, just mocking the Bible. And I'm like, it's like this weird diversity. There's us up here, these militant Christians up on the mountainside, and them down there. And they're only 100 watts, but they're on flatland with about a 60-foot tower, and they go like 26 miles in each direction. I checked it one day. We're in the mountains, so we're pushing, you know, the maximum, and we only go about 8 miles in every direction because of the terrain. But it's an easy way to get it. Yeah. And it's an easy way to get the message out, and it's not that expensive, at least my experience isn't.
Those are pretty good.
If you could put together even those Ramsey finish kits, you know, the 1 watt kits.
No, they've got.
They're not that expensive. They're $250, $500 between $250 and $500.
They're only about $35 a piece.
Yeah, and
the FM 99, which has got, it's about the same size as the FM 25, but it's a little bigger. But the FM 25 is kind of neat because it'll run off a 9 volt battery, and they've even got the socket and everything for you to hook up to it. I used to bring a briefcase kit. I had a studio that was built in a briefcase that we would take to the UN the UN Day rally in Lansing, the protest rally against the UN flag being flown over the city building.
Yeah.
And we would set it up by the speaker stand and just plug right in and transmit the speakers and everything at the rally over FM on a designated frequency.
And then people could just tune in. We did the same thing. I had a briefcase FM kit. I had just a little 1 watt exciter. We actually had it set up for solar. We could plug it in. We could jump it off. We could do 12 volt. We could do whatever we needed. And then I had a 100 watt amplifier, you know, which was, you know, wasn't very big. They're not huge. Even our 400 watt one isn't that big. The heat sink makes up all of it. And if we had plugs, we could plug that thing in, and we would do. We were doing punk concerts and stuff. This is when I was like 16. But when you said that, I got like this sparkly feeling in my tummy,
but
a little suitcase.
You know,
there you go, right there. There you go.
But yeah, this is a basic,
I love it.
Just simple audio coupler. This was my old phone system.
Yeah, we've got one of those.
I never throw this stuff away because if I have to go back to it, it's right there.
Yeah. And they. Let's see, we have the same one. No. We never throw anything away. Our pastor always like, why is there electronic stuff stacked up? I said, one day you'll see. You know, we've got everything. We got everything but antennas now. We're working on antennas. We've got a bunch of Civil Air Patrol radios that were donated by a widow of the head of the Civil Air Patrol. And we just got to make antennas for them. Everything gets kept. They're 150 to 170 megahertz. We couldn't really use them to reach the general public. But who knows? You know, they're crystal-driven, tube-type radios. They're like giant toaster oven size, and they all warm up. They all heat up. They put out about 100 watts, and we just stick them on a shelf and hang on to them.
When the FCC raided me in the 90s...
I'm here in the background there.
Was it 2001? Cool. I think it was 2001. Anyway.
Yeah.
I have a commercial shortwave transmitter sitting behind me. It wasn't hooked up, so they couldn't take it. Well, no, everything is there.
I've heard your dad talk about that. Yeah, it's just sitting there. It's a doorstop right now. Yeah, we've got a 300 watt.
Actually, when it's not hooked up.
Yeah, but when it's not hooked up, it's a doorstop. Boat anchor like that one time. We at a yard sale had got a 3,000 watt AM commercial transmitter.
Also do the ham frequencies.
Go ahead.
It's old Tube Tech. It's got the whole bandwidth. And every now and again, we do fire it up to make sure everything's working.
Sure. Sure.
But. That's like a rare occasion, like the field days.
That's cool. Yeah. See, we've got. Yeah, we've got a multi-band. Sure. Yeah, I haven't turned mine up. I brought it. Somebody donated one through FreeCycle. He just said, you know, I put out a thing that needs ham equipment for a disaster preparedness church. And I went and picked it up, and I took it to our guy, and he said everything works, and it's like everything from 10 meter to 120 meter band. It's got a transmitter and a receiver. It's integrated solid state and tube. It's got an antenna tuner. It's got everything it needs and a linear amp. And it's just sitting on a shelf. So when we need it, I always tell people if the internet goes down, I'm turning that on and getting somewhere, you know,
on the
whatever band the pirates are at now. And I'll just start doing the show there for an hour a day.
And going over to internet radio. What they did is they rated us to use... They rated LTR as an excuse to get into my parents' house and confiscate our firearms. We've got almost everything back from that fiasco. But, yeah, that was the excuse that they used. And I was not impressed at all with the quality of people that they brought out from the FCC to, you know, go through the equipment. Almost everything that they took from me was junk. I had a whole bunch of equipment I was working on set in my tower, and they took it, including a PlayStation 2 that I had hooked up in there that I was working on, trying to get it up and running.
Yeah.
They thought that was the amplifier. I they brought me out, and it's like, asked me, well, this is the amplifier, right? And I had to grab the controller, and I go, what type of amplifier are you using?
Yeah, they're not very bright.
You know, it's like...
Yeah, I got busted when we were 15 or 16, and they took everything in the room except for the furniture. We had CBs, ham, amplifiers. They took the stereo system we were using. We had two turntables. We had a reel-to-reel. They took everything. Oh,
if you want to
wow, it's already 7 o'clock. Look at that. Well, I'm glad this worked out. Thanks for agreeing to test this, Ed. Now I know it works, and if we can tap other people to come in and do the show.
There is a delay.
Always. You are always invited on, Ed. In fact, sometimes it makes the show go
but
easy.
But I think I can't
we will be back up Monday, no problem.
It's just for me. I'm hearing an echo in my head coming back from your end or something. But that's on my end. That's probably just the nature of the system. Cool.
Yeah, it sounds fine on this end. I feel like I'm on a phone. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm on a phone. It sounds as good as using Skype or anything else. So you are always welcome to come on. Anything you want to talk about, if I miss anything in the news, always, you know, you've done that before. Just come and say, hey, did you see this? So, okay, well, I want to thank Liberty Tree Radio. I want to thank Ed. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Hopefully by Monday we'll be able to play music and spots, and Lou can do his sound effects. I think more people like just Lou's sound effects than listening to me. But we'll be back, and I just want to thank everybody. Make sure you go to the website. Remember, we're trying to raise money for a new soundboard. If you guys can help out with that, do that. If not, just pray for us. God will provide a way, and if we need it, we'll get it. If not, we'll keep doing it this way. So Ed just checked out there. That was great. That was kind of neat, you know, even though hopefully it didn't echo for anybody else. I want to thank everybody for listening, Olima for recording. I want to thank Lou for whatever it is Lou did today, because he's in another room. I can't even see him, so I don't know what he's doing. Warlin for checking in, Stacy, of course, all you guesties that are in there. Scotty38, man, thank you so much for rebroadcasting us. Minuteman, what are you going to do? You going to say goodbye to everybody?
Bye.
Go ahead.
Bye.
We can't do the video all the time, but when we can, we will. If we can keep the donations coming in, maybe we'll get the wireless AT&T and it'll work. Or we'll just go down to the restaurant down the street. This looks weird. I got the reflection of the screen in my eyes. I look like a cyborg. It's heads-up display. So God bless you, and all you do, remember that the battle is hard, the sword is heavy, but victory belongs to the Lord, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks for listening. I am Dutch Jones, and for everyone here, we really appreciate you listening. Turning that off. I got to name it. I'm going to keep talking here. So let's see. Video name today was 27. Yeah. And this is what? This is December?
August.
No, it's August. And this would be year what? I don't know where I am. Let's just say we'll do, I'll just call it vid conference. And that way I'll remember what it is for the archives for on our side. Okay, guys. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for checking in there. It wasn't the best show ever, but it wasn't the worst one. I had to put a shirt on. Usually I do the shows completely naked in my little underoos. I have like Captain America underoos that I wear. But Stacy said if I was going to do the camera, I had to put on clothes. And technically I'm cross-dressing. This is Stacy's shirt. And it's